right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 35 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
And we should probably start the show by wishing TV talk show host and TV mogul Oprah Winfrey 66, happy 66th birthday.
Happy birthday, Oprah.
It's my birthday!
Wow. Really? This is a little early.
It's never too early to wish happy birthday to Oprah.
Okay, well.
66th birthday for Oprah.
Happy for her.
Yes!
It's a little too much yelling at this point in the morning.
No, not for Oprah.
A little. I mean.
Go USA! Go USA!
Yeah, she's okay. All about it.
'Tis the season for favorite things.
It's a little aggressive.
My birthday!
Okay.
I'm saying we start the show this way so we can move on because, I mean, hey, that's going to be an umbrella for the entire day, knowing that Oprah and Stedman.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say Stegman for some reason.
It's Stedman.
Stedman, yeah, definitely Stedman.
Sure.
Are enjoying their day today.
They're probably not up.
In unwedded bliss.
Unwedded, sure. So here's the thing. I just feel like for people who may start to have, like, their alarm go off now.
Happy birthday to me!
A little aggressive in the ear holes at this point.
Hey, you know what? What better alarm clock?
That feels like more of, like, 8 o'clock level excitement.
Then an Oprah Winfrey.
'Tis the season for favorite things!
Okay, wow. And for the six of you that are just waking up right now.
Yeah!
I do apologize.
Yeah.
It's aggressive at this time of day.
Nah.
It is.
Nah, it's only aggressive to you.
Well, I'm sitting right here in front of your face, so it is a little bit more magnified for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
It's fine.
Okay.
Anyways, we're going to get that out of the way so we can move on. But yeah, Oprah Winfrey turning 66, so
that's great news.
That is exciting for everyone.
Oh, boy. What a day.
I know. So today we've got more of those Justin Bieber tickets to give away, so that's exciting. All right? Another round of Believe It or Not. We'll do that. And you could win some tickets for Justin Bieber's show August 12th. So there's that. Craigslist misconnections. Florida makes the show.
Again.
I mean.
Consistency is key.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Just, you know, we highlight Florida because things happen down in Florida that just don't seem to happen in other states. It's just a weird,
so
random, wild, wild west of a territory.
Magical.
Magical.
It's downright almost
to
magical. It's like a magical land.
And how in the world is Sum 41 wrapped up in our Setting the Bar story? Do you remember the pop punk band from the early 2000s?
Barely. How do you not have like a song pulled up just to remind people? Was Fat Lip a song of theirs?
I'll get it eventually. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, see that?
But Sum 41 is somehow Avril Lavigne's former ex.
Yes, Derek Whibley.
Yeah. He was a famous member of Sum 41.
Derek Whibley.
Yeah. So they are somehow wrapped up in Setting the Bar story coming up here in just about 15 minutes.
I mean, I don't think they've been making music for a while, right? So I hope everything's okay on the up and up.
This may be shocking to you on different reasons.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Wait a second. Have they been making music? I don't want to know. Spoiler alert.
I would never tell you and spoil the, the surprise.
I'm excited and invested.
Sure. So we started the show paying homage to TV mogul Oprah Winfrey on her 66th birthday by singing. And you said it was a little bit of a shock to the system.
It was a little aggressive for that time of the day.
Danny texts in and says, nay, nay.
Nay, nay?
He says, I would rather have Ben singing to wake me up rather than a birthday balloon getting caught in a fan sounding like gunshots going off. So sing your heart out.
That sounds like there's a backstory there.
Well, someone was celebrating a birthday and he had a fan on to sleep because a lot of people sleep with some white noise, right?
Yeah, I do.
And so then the birthday balloon gets caught in the fan and it makes a loud noise and startled him awake. So
the singing is good.
Yeah, he likes the happy birthday, Oprah!
Wow. Should we send her the MP3 of that?
I don't think she'd get it.
Okay. Do we have her email?
Oprah@gmail.com. Oprah@oprah.com.
Sure.
Oprah@gmail.
She's probably got Gmail.
I bet Oprah is just Oprah@gmail.com. I bet you can probably do that.
Let's try it. We'll just send it. See what happens.
Just send it and see if we get a reply back. Oprah@gmail.com.
I'm sure she'll open it. She'll reply back.
I would hope.
Yes.
I mean, we can take the recording of this, right?
Yeah. Gmail has a little, you know, automatic responses. So I'm probably sure. Oh, thank you. She'll probably just click that.
Why would you think it's an automatic response? Yeah, wouldn't you think she would personalize it?
I'm not sure she would personalize it.
All right. Anyways, it's Oprah's 66th birthday. And I realize I said that we would be done celebrating Oprah's birthday about 10 minutes ago.
No,
but
I knew that.
But here we are.
If we know anything about you, we know we're not done.
Here we are. And there's cake. We have cake. Gigi's Cupcake literally brought cake by. So yeah,
we can dual purpose.
We have cake.
Yes.
It's Oprah's birthday.
They didn't drop them off for that purpose, but we'll go ahead.
It makes sense.
And sure. Yeah, right. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go on record that it's probably not the first time you're going to mention it in the rest of the show either.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go on record. Like, we're going to circle back at some point in the show.
All right.
We're going to circle back.
Well, we'll see.
We shall see.
We'll see. You know what?
Okay.
There's a long, winding road ahead of us. That is our show. And 10 o'clock seems way far away.
It does seem very far away right now. Very far away.
So, I mean, anything could happen, right, Kelly?
If I were to look into the crystal ball of our show, I at some point see us crafting live on the air the Gmail email that we're sending to Oprah.
Well, I mean, you're creating the bit right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. We'll get there.
I'm looking
There's
at our
plenty
crystal
of show.
Ball.
There's plenty
There's
of show to
lots
go.
Lots of show, unfortunately.
All right? Unfortunately. Come on. All right, coming up is Setting the Bar. Sum 41, pop punk band from the early 2000s making the show. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. And we give you these stories every single day at this time, just so you know that there's one small goal that you can at least accomplish. And yes, Kelly, this involves former pop punk band, still active pop punk band.
Oh, they're still active?
Sum 41.
Congratulations.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving 30 cell phones down your pants at a Sum 41 concert, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, I bet they were thinking no one was going to notice.
Yeah, Dutch cops nabbed a dude who had shoved 30 cell phones at a Sum 41 concert down his pants.
Did he just walk around and collect them off of...
Oh, okay. He was a pit pocket.
All right.
He was going around.
People weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Lifted their phones.
They're at the concert.
Gotcha.
But who at a concert, A, doesn't have their phone in their hand because they're filming it?
Exactly. Like, the lighter's up in the air. There's either got the lighter app on or they're videoing the concert. That's interesting.
So the people whose cell phones were nabbed alerted people at the concert that, hey,
cell phone's gone.
Someone's been stealing my cell phone. So that's when they found him stuffed with cell phones down his shorts.
Yeah, I would imagine that would stick out a little bit.
He has crotch phone.
Okay. Awesome. How?
So do you just, here's my thing. There's 30 of them, all right?
30 phones?
30 phones. Are you rolling the dice that your phone is not one of those that are pressed right up against?
Ooh. Ooh.
Because not all of them can be. It's like a game of roulette, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you don't know which one of those confiscated phones that they get back are going to be the ones that were up against Jimmy, you know?
Oh.
That's.
Wow.
Like you know, because they're. I'm thinking maybe
we're going to sanitize that a lot, is what you're saying.
Maybe two, three if he's lucky. Phones are probably blessed with...
What if those people are getting phone calls, too, and they're set on vibrate?
Contact?
Fun stuff. Yeah, no, there's a lot of sanitizing that would need to happen once you get that phone back. I'd sanitize it a lot. I'd sanitize it. A lot of sanitizing.
Or you just say, you know what? Keep it.
Do we?
Keep
that
it.
That depends. I mean, if your cell phone is a good cell phone and it's real expensive.
So anyways.
We sanitize that.
You don't want to be the subject of a headline that says you have 30 cell phones down your pants at a Sum 41 concert. And here's the other part of that story. Sum 41 still touring and making music.
Look at that. I was today years old when I learned that.
And there you go.
Congratulations, Derek Quibley.
Derek Quibley.
Quibley.
At Sum 41. Setting the Bar, guys. you can manage to make it through the day without shoving 30 cell phones down your pants at a Sum 41 concert, you're doing okay.
You know what? That's a feel good too. It's a feel good that Sum 41's still making music.
Oh, look at that.
It's a feel good to the people who got their phones back, probably. It's feel good that guy got nabbed.
Yes.
All a feel good.
You're right.
Wrapped up.
It is a feel good. Not setting the bar. We do this every single morning, right about this time, you know, just give you stories that put a smile on your face. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So there was a video that's going viral for all the right reasons. A FedEx delivery man in Michigan decided to deliver the package and then saw that there was a bunch of snow on the front stoop. So got a shovel and got to work. Here's the thing. The person who owned the house is a kindergarten teacher named Jody. She was actually in her classroom last week when she noticed there was some activity outside her home's front door on the Ring camera.
Gotcha.
So the FedEx courier's name's Melvin. She saw him doing, you know, the good deed he was doing, and she decided to post the video up on Facebook. And she said, shout out to this guy. He shoveled my stoop while I was gone. And FedEx obviously later confirmed, yep, that's Melvin, and said he went above and beyond to help out the customer. So just really a cool thing to do. So, and he is has worked with FedEx for 23 years.
Wow,
so
look at that.
He is a great example of just a good human helping out another human. So we'll tweet out that story if you want to see it. It's pretty great at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, to feel good, do them every hour here. Brought to you by JCPS on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, we were blessed yesterday. Gigi's Cupcakes came by and brought a bunch of like their featured cupcakes that they're going to have on Valentine's Day. And of course, they're going to be part of the Kentuckiana deals coming up this Friday. Deal starts at 9, but yeah, you can get $50 to spend there for only $25.
They have the bonbon box.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't get to try those. I think those were gone immediately.
We're going to try to make a little video with Justin Bieber, his video, a little bit later.
Yeah, I don't think that Justin Bieber's going to be part of it.
No. But cupcakes will be.
Yes.
And we can celebrate Oprah too. Because it's her 66th birthday.
Do we have to? Wait, again. Again. Again.
It's a long show.
So now
I keep trying to take myself away from it, but I just keep getting sucked back to the fact that it's Oprah Winfrey's 66th birthday.
Do we need to start keeping track? I feel like there's an Oprah reference counter that needs to happen.
No, I don't think so, right? I don't think we need that.
Okay. I feel like that might have to happen every single time you bring it up.
Okay. Anyways, our whole point was Gigi's Cupcakes this Friday, Kentuckiana deals.
All that.
You can get that. WDJX.com. Just click on the Kentuckiana deals tab and get yourself some of that fine cupcake.
Yes. And the brownies. Can I just say the brownies?
Yes, you can.
Heart shaped brownies.
Who knew? Ariana Grande now, 99.7 DJX. I always feel weird talking about Justin Bieber coming out of that song from Selena Gomez on 99.7 DJX, especially when she's so admittedly said it's about him. But we do have Justin Bieber tickets to win.
Oh, yay!
Coming up here in a couple hours, about 8:30, another Believe It or Not, where he's coming to the Yum Center on August 12th. Sorry, that was my Kentucky coming through.
August 12th. KFC Yummy Center.
August 12th.
It's going to be amazing.
Tickets go on sale Friday. We've got them all this week for you here on 99.7.
That's cute. August, little Ben with a southern draw.
August 12th. I always told my wife, you know, when we moved here so long ago, I was like, man, if one of our kids like comes home and is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I was like, man, we're packing our bags. We're leaving.
Wow. That's aggressive.
I know. Hey, you know, whatever.
It's adorable.
It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, my whole point is Justin Bieber tickets, KFC Yum Center.
Oh,
he's got
12.
A new album coming out on Valentine's Day.
Look at that.
I know.
A little love note to his fans.
Love note to his fans. Yeah. So Justin Bieber tickets here in a couple hours on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of, he is the source of maybe a computer issue.
Maybe. Maybe a little bug in the old computer.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my god, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Steph wrote to us. She said, I'd love for you to call my husband Corey, have some fun with him. We just celebrated our 12th anniversary. He's the best.
Aww.
Maybe you can make fun of his terrible taste in music.
Ooh.
He's almost 40. He listens to music like a 15-year-old girl. LOL.
Okay.
I like him already.
Okay.
Give me a call. I'll tell you more. We did. Here you go.
All right. Welcome, Corey, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Corey?
Yeah, who's this?
Corey, it's Robert Hassenpepper calling from Computer Service. You guys brought your computer in to be updated?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. My wife brought it in.
Oh, right. Right. She left your number in case we couldn't get a hold of her. Hope that's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, you should be able to reach her. I think she's just out running errands, but you have her number, right?
I do. However, I called you on purpose.
Okay.
You see, we've got your computer here. It has two separate profiles, hers and yours. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We share the computer. We just have our own stuff under a different profile.
Okay, well, I'm almost done with it. I updated the virus protection, cleaned out the system files, and got rid of some of the unnecessary programs, so we're almost ready.
Great. So, is it ready to be picked up?
Well, yeah, almost. I'm a little confused, however, there. I thought I was done, but when I sign on to your profile, the background of the desktop is a picture of Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Bieber.
Well, and I'm sure that was supposed to be your wife's profile picture, and I'm not really sure how it got switched here.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, it's fine.
Well, I don't think you're understanding. When you sign into your profile, there's a big picture of Justin Bieber there.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, you can just leave it, don't stress over it.
Are you sure? I'm happy to change it.
No, don't even worry about it.
I'm happy to change it back.
Just when can I come pick up the computer?
Hey, hang on a second. I'm looking a little close. Is that you in the picture with Justin Bieber?
Okay, look, why don't you just call me back when the computer's ready? I'll come and get it.
Oh, my goodness. This makes sense now. So the login Bieber fan 123 was your login, not your wife's? Is that right?
That's right. That's yeah.
Bieber fan 123. Oh, I love it.
Okay. Okay. So are we done here? Or?
Oh. Oh yeah. Almost, sir. I get it. I thought I had things backward. I thought I was losing my mind. So that is you in the picture with Justin Bieber. Well.
Bieber.
Oh my goodness. It looks like it could be his dad. How old are you? About 40?
Listen, man. All right. You know. I'm late 30s. All right. I'm 38, and my music taste is really none of your business. I just want you to fix the computer, okay?
Oh, son, I'm not judging you. You like what you like, right?
Right, right. That's right.
Well, let me just look at some of your other music files here.
Uh-oh. How about,
see what
you
got?
Don't do that. Just shut it down, man. I'll come pick it up, okay? Can you just do that?
Oh, lots of Justin Bieber in here and Backstreet Boys. Oh, the 98 degrees in here, huh? You like them, Corey?
Wow, okay. This is really not ethical, what you're doing. I don't need you looking around at my computer, okay?
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. No shame. No shame. Not my kind of music, per se. But, you know, if you like it, that's teach his own, right, Corey?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's just wrap this up, all right? How about
let me see
that?
What else I can find on here. I wonder.
No, you don't need to do that. That is very unprofessional. You guys aren't supposed to be looking through people's stuff in my private files.
Oh, well, you're not hiding any other embarrassing music on here, are you? Like some Nickelback or Smash Mouth? Or...
Stop. Just turn off the computer right now.
Oh, you know what? I bet your favorite radio station's 99.7 DJX.
Yeah.
I bet you love them. They play all that kind of music. They do the prank calls and put people on the radio. Am I right?
Wait, what?
Corey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and it's a phone tap. Congratulations.
Oh, really?
Yes, Steph said we could call and have a little fun with you and poke some fun with the music you like. But, hey, I think it's fine,
Thank you.
The way.
Yes.
I don't know what her problem is.
Wow. Man, yeah, it's like, this guy's going through my stuff. I think thank you, and thanks for letting everybody know what I'm listening to, by the way. Now I'm going to really get choked off for sure.
Listen, we love Justin Bieber,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we love Justin Bieber.
Yes.
He's our favorite.
One of our favorites.
That's your phone tap.
Yes, and by the way, changing my passwords to Bieber
Fan 123.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, there isn't much a Florida mom won't do for her son.
Absolutely.
I mean, a mother's love, right? You know?
Of course I do. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
The look in your eye is very scary. It's got a little twinkle, too.
Well, Florida, making the show.
Yeah. Okay.
And a mother's love.
Okay. Now I'm nervous. A little.
Well, yeah. I mean, when the news reporter starts off the story.
All right. Here's only in Florida story.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming The Ben and KellyShow.com. Florida makes the show just about every single day. Weird things happen down in that state that don't seem to happen any other place. That's why we feature Florida.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah, so Florida, we're going to introduce you to Amanda Meter.
All right. Here's only in Florida story.
Nope.
When the news starts like that, bless their hearts. You know what? The newscasters in Florida, they have a tough job. Tougher than most.
I mean, when they're pointing out that fact. Yep.
A 15-year-old boy is accused of robbing a Winter Springs convenience store at gunpoint, and because he doesn't even have a driver's license.
Okay, this is where it turns Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, police say his mother had to drive the getaway car.
Okay.
Amanda is the mother. A mother's love, Kelly.
I assume that.
A mother's love.
Okay. All right. Listen, my kids are 10 and 7.
They don't have driver's license.
They don't. And I'm not a parenting expert. I'm not going to profess to say that I am. However, I feel like that kid needs a strong talking to. Not a getaway car driver!
Woman is being held in Jeff. Investigators say she also acted as the lookout during that heist.
Oh my gosh. So she was well aware of what was happening. It wasn't a case where the kid was like, hey, mom, can you drive me to the store? And she's like, yeah, sure, son.
Okay.
And then didn't know what was happening.
Okay. She knew. She knew the whole time.
It was all like,
hey, mom, you want to help? Okay.
She's like, hey, I'll show you how your mother does it.
Let's synchronize our watches. Hey, all right, now get in and out. It's like it's a smash and grab kind of job.
All right, so while you're in there, make sure you get me a couple Reese cups. I love those. And
grab mommy's juice. Give me some wine coolers. I mean, seriously, what's happening?
So I mean, this is kind of a setting the bar from Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without asking your
being the getaway driver for your son. Oh my god.
While he robs the store, you're doing okay.
That's not good parenting. That is not good parenting. That's not good parenting.
All right. Here's only in Florida story.
Okay. Bless their hearts. Really. Bless their hearts.
Amanda was charged with armed robbery and child neglect. So there you go. Florida.
Okay.
Making the show.
Let's not help our children rob stores.
On 99.7 EJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So I saw this. LKY had it. Also, my friend Mo posted it from LKY. DRB had it. HGTV is holding a nationwide contest to be featured on its series Hometown Takeover, where the two hosts, Aaron and Ben, will make over an entire small town. So Seymour, Indiana, filmed an audition tape yesterday. Now, Seymour, if you didn't know, is a hometown of John Mellencamp.
Okay.
So they got a whole bunch of people to show up in front of the John Mellencamp mural at the This Old Guitar Music Store building. They were playing the song Small Town, which is a big hit of his. They said they are just trying to show off how much the community loves it there while highlighting the parts that do need a little love. They had to get the submission in by the 7th, and then the 6th episode show won't air until 2021 if they get selected. So fingers crossed that they do. That'd be really cool. Just up the road there.
Yeah, a little spotlight on Southern Indiana there.
Exactly. So I think that's really neat. We'll keep you posted on if they get chosen.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. You know who never feels so loved? Kelly?
On her 66th birthday?
Yes, you know it. You know it, Kelly K. It's 99.7 DJX, and it's Oprah Winfrey's birthday!
Oh, wow.
Oprah! Okay. Happy birthday, Oprah! And you get some cake! And you get some cake!
Is this a 6th reference so far?
I don't know.
6th time, maybe?
I'm getting out of the way early.
Right.
Getting out of the way early, okay. Just so we don't have to mention it anymore.
FYI, 2 hours ago, you said that.
When we opened the show, when I sung a happy birthday to Oprah Winfrey?
That's how we started. And here we are again, as I predicted.
Listen. No.
I looked in our crystal ball.
We're getting it out of the way early. Hey, it's not every day a woman turns 66,
it
right?
It is not. You are right. You are right. And again, once we compile all of these different references that you talk about it through the entire show, we're going to send her an email. We'll send her an email. I'm sure it's Oprah@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking.
That's
or Hotmail.
Hotmail, maybe Hotmail.
She has
she'd Yahoo?
A Yahoo account?
Not sure.
Oprah@Yahoo.
You know what? We'll send one to all three accounts, see what happens.
See who kicks back with a, wow, that was very nice. Thank you.
I'm all sure right. She'll respond. She'll really appreciate it.
Listen, we're not a morning show to highlight celebrity birthdays because, quite frankly, you don't care.
Right. Yes. Okay.
But
Oprah's just
Oprah.
Special.
It's Oprah. I mean, it's Oprah.
She's special.
I mean, please, just give us this moment.
Okay.
To celebrate TV's...
Miss O.
Yes. Oprah.
Okay.
66. Happy birthday.
She still look good. You know?
What do you think her and Stedman are done? How do you think they're celebrating?
They're probably just sitting on the porch together. I don't... Why are you... Oh, God.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. I want to play for you some audio from ESPN sports anchor L. Duncan. You probably saw this video. If you haven't, man, buckle up, because she did a tribute to Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you saw that hashtag girl dad trending on Instagram or on Twitter.
I saw you post one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's basically the hashtag celebrates dads of daughters like Kobe Bryant was.
Yes.
And Elle Duncan tells a story of her meeting Kobe Bryant, and man.
As I approached him, he immediately commented on my rather large 8-month pregnant belly. How are you? How close are you? What are you having? Mm-hmm. A girl, I said, and then he high-fived me. Girls are the best. I asked him for advice on raising girls, seeing as though he quite famously had 3 at the time. And he said, just be grateful that you've been given that gift because girls are amazing. I asked if he wanted more children. And he said that his wife, Vanessa, really wanted to try again for a boy, but was sort of jokingly concerned that it would be another girl. And I was like, what would you think? How would you feel? And without hesitation, he said, I would have 5 more girls if I could. I'm a girl dad. When it came to sports, he said that his oldest daughter was an accomplished volleyball player. But that middle one, he said, that middle one was a monster. She's a beast. She's better than I was at her age. She's got it. That middle one, of course, was Gigi. When I reflect on this tragedy and that half an hour that I spent with Kobe Bryant 2 years ago, I suppose that the only small source of comfort for me is knowing that he died doing what he loved the most, being a dad. Being a girl dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ah, that. So she, so if you saw the hashtag girl dad, that's why.
That's why.
Yeah. And man, I just hear that and like it hits again. And so, you know, celebrate all the, you know, obviously the parents and all the girl dads out there. And
the other families that were with him.
Right.
You know, just they were being parents.
For sure. For
sure. Everyone on that flight were being parents.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Will you please wish Oprah Winfrey a happy birthday again, please? Will you switch gears? I need to get out of my feels right now, please.
Let me feel let me be in my feels for a second.
Please.
There'll be more time for Oprah later, okay?
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You literally just finished my makeup and you're ruining it.
The great part about this show is that I like to think that there's balance.
Yes.
Where we have these...
We have heart.
We have these real moments of us being human.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have real moments of us being idiots. And
ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's when, you know, Craigslist misconnections come in.
Thank goodness.
And so, you know, there's balance. There's balance.
It's the yin, the yang.
It is the yin and the yang.
The roller coaster of emotions. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, the Craigslist misconnection's on the way.
Okay.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 733. Speaking of 33, did you see that 33 is the year that is the best suited for humans?
Oh, great. That's your best year?
I guess.
That's living your best life when you're 33?
If you're 33 or turning 33, congratulations, because according to a study, and who knows how many people they actually studied or what, but
that doesn't matter. We're just going to tell you about
it. Yeah, right. Drive and ambition peak at the age of 33.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Most motivated, determined to achieve goals. This is when we are the most confident and adopt a positive outlook on life. 33.
I got married at 33.
Oh, look at that.
That was one of my best years.
You peaked.
Absolutely.
All right.
And it was all downhill from
there. So, yeah, live your life. If you're having a birthday this year and you're going to turn 33, well, then look at that. Everything's looking up. If you're over 33, yes. Well, then okay. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DX. Every week, right about this time, we scour the internet for people just shooting their shot, trying to find that person that they maybe had a connection with, but for whatever reason, screwed it up the first time.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Can I go first?
Please do.
Okay.
We could say it's ladies first because...
It's female seeking male.
Okay.
And it's titled, You Yelled at Your Kids in McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
You are eating. You are eating breakfast with your kids at the McDonald's. Uh-huh. Your kids were screaming and your homely wife did nothing about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell. You're a hardworking man. And I can also tell that your gross wife doesn't satisfy you.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of assumptions. That's a lot of assumptions.
You were trying to flirt with me. But your nagging wife and screaming kids kept getting in the way. You finally yelled at your kids when you had enough. We're asked to leave the play area because you were disturbing the other patrons.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
I was so turned on when you raised your voice. I like that about you.
Okay.
If you just want one night away from your miserable life, please contact me. A man as hot as yourself deserves a real happy meal.
Oh, wow, I see what you did there.
And a night in my playland.
Oh, God!
Mention what was on the ripped crop top I was wearing so I can verify it's really you. Wow. Paints a visual, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And no, actually, I'm visualizing you in a crop top.
Yeah, whatever.
Which is weird.
It's Craigslist missed connections.
Another woman seeking man. We sang the Chili's Baby Back Rib song together.
That's where love starts.
Absolutely.
All right.
Duet of love. We met while we both caught each other peeing out in the parking lot.
Oh.
Wait a second. I had hopes this was going to be cute. And already, we're peeing in the parking lot. First line.
All right.
Sparks flew instantly.
Sure.
Because, of course, they did.
Shared mutual experience, Kelly.
I'm pretty sure we hooked up.
All right.
If we didn't, I'd like to in the future. I remember us singing the Chili's Baby Back Rib song together.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
The Chili's baby. Probably. Probably.
It's
probably
beautiful outside. Duet.
Thank you. I have something of yours you definitely want back.
Okay.
Please, again, let me know if we hooked up or not. Not sure. Curious. If we did, I bet it was hot.
Uh-huh.
Either way, I'd love to see you again and play patty cake.
That's random.
What? I don't know.
While singing the Chili's Baby Back Rib song?
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Chili's Baby Back. All right.
All right.
We hope these people find one another again.
Some musical edition.
Sure. Of Craigslist Missed Connections. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There's one part of that song that you always roll your eyes when you hear.
Well, when he talks about lighting a match, I automatically know that think he made a stinky in the bathroom.
Think he went to the bathroom?
Because of you. I don't know what he says after light a match. I just hear light a match and then I start to giggle.
It's like... It's like, could you imagine? Hang on a second. Could you? Because everybody does it. Everybody does it, right? So Justin Is Justin Bieber saying it about himself, or is he like walking by the bathroom saying it to Hailey Baldwin?
Well, I don't know. That could be
Hailey Bieber.
That's
saying,
right.
Hey, Hailey, light a match.
Well, they're married now. They probably have that level of comfort,
right?
Established,
right?
Probably.
I mean, listen, you need to have that level of comfort before you get married.
Sure,
that is one of those masks that you need to take off before you get married. Is the
you got to show them the good, the bad, the ugly,
right? And the ugly
and
is
the smelly.
In the bathroom, and
yeah,
and I like to
that's
think
marriage.
You know what? Light a match, get lit it, baby. So he's like walking by the bathroom. Like, he's like, Haley,
light a match. That's probably what that means.
So do you think Justin Bieber's bathroom, do you think the matches are there in like a decorative little like crystal vase?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be fancy.
Because like I have a little tin.
You what?
I have a little Scotty Dog tin.
You have a Scotty Dog tin with matches?
Yeah.
I
disguises.
Have poopery. That works.
Sure. I mean,
that's a lot easier.
Yeah, we have that too, but no one ever uses it.
Really?
So, yeah.
It's easier to light a match?
Well, sometimes you forget in the moment.
What?
To prepare.
You can still incorporate the poopery.
Not after the fact.
By the way, I'm not a paid endorser. Poopery. Although I should be. Feel free to send me some free poopery.
So here, Ben and Kelly ruin your favorite song. Every time you hear.
Brandon's accident. Thanks, guys. Never gonna hear the song the same way.
That's right. That's right. So can we all agree that it's Justin saying it to Haley?
Maybe.
Light a match?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like it'd be her saying it to him.
I feel like it would be in real life.
But he's the one singing the song.
He is. So he took creative license.
So,
he's throwing her under the bus.
He really is.
The proverbial bus.
I'm walking by.
Hashtag Haley. Marriage.
Whew, light a match. Get lit it, baby. Stupid.
Sorry.
Ah, we're stupid.
Sorry.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Okay, so this feel good starts in kind of a dark place.
Oh.
So Charlie Hamerton, 25, UK Royal Air Force Airman, British.
Okay.
British UK. Unfortunately, he was grieving following the deaths of his best friend, his mom, and adopted mom in a year's time.
Dang.
That's a lot of loss. So he was trying to make himself feel more positive. He decided to travel the world with his best pal, a rescue ferret named Bandit. And when you decide to take a trip like this, you go big. So he quit his job.
Oh my gosh.
He sold his 3 cars.
Okay.
Almost all his possessions, drummed up $19,585 for his dream trip, allowing him to buy a camper van. So then they traveled for over 8 months. They went through 11 countries. From the Arctic Circle to southern Italy.
Wow.
He said, we followed the sun around the world, camped under the stars in amazing places. It was beautiful, and I spent it with my best friend, the rescue ferret named Bandit. I mean, Charlie and Bandit. Great. Is that not like a great premise for at least a YouTube show? Something like that?
Something.
He said, I have less money now, but I am a much wealthier person. He said he now works in schools across the country, teaching youngsters lessons on how to build confidence, self-esteem, and outdoor living skills like camping and bushcraft. So,
look at that.
So that's taking a lot of, I mean, just, can you imagine the grief of losing his best friend, mom, and adopted mom all in a year's time? And instead of just wallowing in his depression and his grief, he decided to take his rescue ferret Bandit and go on an excellent adventure.
I love that.
Very cool.
I love that.
We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All she wanna do is party on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we real quick pause for just a second, okay? Why are you shaking your head?
I know exactly what you're going to be saying.
Why are you shaking your head? I just want to pause for just a quick second to wish Oprah a happy birthday.
Go USA! Go USA!
Get Oprah!
Favorite things.
66. Hey, you know what? It is not every day that a woman turns 66, and a woman like Oprah turns 66. How do you think she and Sedman are celebrating?
Why do you have to say it like that?
You think they're just lounging in bed, getting breakfast in bed, doing their thing?
Hanging on the porch.
Yeah.
Thinking about life.
Oprah's favorite thing.
Oh, wow.
We got
cake. You said, listen, almost 3 hours ago. You said almost 3 hours ago. I'm just going to get out of the way. You said it then.
I'll get it out of the way real quick.
Kelly. And I predicted we were going to circle back many, 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 many times. And here
Kelly,
we are.
Look at my face.
Seventh reference.
Kelly, look at my face.
Yes.
It is my face and my word to God.
Yes.
And this is the last time we're talking about it.
No, it's not.
This is the last
time.
You just lie. Let's write a quick email to Oprah.
Oh, now is the time when we're going to craft a birthday email.
We should write a quick
to Oprah.
Email to Oprah.
Which we're certain it's oprah@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or AOL.
Is it?
Maybe.
Oprah, O-P-R-A-H.
Probably.
You think she has a Hotmail?
Well, I tell you what.
Let's hit them all.
We'll hit them all.
Yahoo.com.
Yep.
Yeah. O-P-R.
Hotmail.
Wait. Oprah. At AOL.com.
Sure.
Oprah at
Ymail?
Netscape.
Oh, Netscape, sure. Why not? Netscape. I think that's enough.
All right. Three of them? Yeah. I'm sure it'll get there.
Because we got to craft
Subject,
the actual.
Happy okay. birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. Okay. Dearest. Oprah. You think that's going to sound like a scam email if I start it with dearest?
No, I think that sounds completely sincere.
Like legit and sincere.
Yes,
that's what I'm going for, Kelly. Yeah. I'm going for legit and sincere. Right. Dearest Oprah.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to spell her name right.
Yeah. Oprah. Don't say Opar.
Yeah. Oh, iCloud. Holly said iCloud.
Oh, iCloud. Okay. Well, throw that in there. Why not?
I think she hasn't answered.
You'll just kick back if it doesn't exist.
At iCloud.com.
Okay.
Okay. Great. All right. Dearest Oprah. Oprah, we think you're swell.
I spell that right.
Hope
get the apostrophe in the right place.
You have the merriest.
Merriest?
Yeah. Of, I mean,
merry birthday.
Everybody says happy, Kelly.
Oh, you want to be different?
Yes.
All right. Wow.
The merriest of birthdays.
Merriest of birthdays.
Days. After all. After all,
are you saying all caps? You're one of our favorite things.
No. After all, a woman only turns 66. What is she? 66.
Do we mention her age? Because I feel like at this point
your
it's not
age.
Polite.
Only turns your age once.
All right.
Age once.
Okay.
Yes, you're right. I don't. I want to be respectful.
I feel like it's not polite.
And then yes, you're one of. Our
yes.
favorite things. She's not really a thing. She's a person, but you think she'll get it?
No, she'll get it.
All
I
right.
feel like she'll get the reference.
Okay.
It's
okay,
too bad you can't put like a GIF. Can you put a GIF in an email? No.
Should I just hit send?
Well, did you sign it? Wait, did you sign it, Betty Kelly? I mean,
we got a text from a listener, Chrissy, says you're about to have so much spam email right now.
You're gonna get another money offer from the Prince of Nigeria. Well, right, that would be a blessing.
That would be a blessing, right?
Wouldn't it?
All right, dearest Oprah, we think you're swell and hope you have the merriest of birthdays. After all, a woman only turns your age once. You're one of our favorite things.
Oh, wait. Add another address. Holly's rolling in with HarpoProductions.com.
No, that's too...
Is that too legit?
That's just too obvious.
It's too business.
It's too obvious.
This is a personal email.
This is personal email.
Right. Okay, let's keep it personal.
All right. Oprah at Yahoo, Oprah at AOL, Oprah at Netscape, Oprah at iCloud. I think that covers the bases, right?
Words can't describe how idiotic...
Send.
We are.
Send. All
right. All right.
All right, we'll see what we get back. We'll let you know. We'll let you know. By the way, it's Oprah's birthday. This is last time. Last time I mention it.
Last time. We'll mention it 10 more times.
Last time I mention it. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I need to bring something to y'all's attention here because one of our own Louisville hotspot restaurants, Joella's Chicken, is being sued.
Uh-oh. Being sued? What happened?
By another chicken place.
Oh, no. Chicken wars?
Okay, a lot of news ahead, including a fast food chicken beef.
Thank you, John Bull, over at Wave 3.
That
I know. With
expert.
The magical tease.
Expertly
with
done.
The magical
yeah.
tease. So, Zaxby's, you know,
yeah.
another chicken place.
Sure.
What is their logo, if you recall?
Is it a chicken?
Yeah, it's like a chicken, silhouette of a chicken, right?
Okay, yeah.
Joella's, what's their logo?
Oh, silhouette of a chicken.
There you go. So now, apparently,
oh, no.
Zaxby's, based out of Georgia,
mm-hmm.
has filed a cease and desist against Louisville's Joella's Hot Chicken
we were
logo.
All like, we had it first. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, what they're saying, it's confusingly similar.
Ah.
And so they're like, okay, hey, Joellas, we're feeling the heat of your hot chicken a little bit too much. We're going to need you to step off a little bit.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at these two logos, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you've got to be a complete idiot to think that those two are exactly the same.
Okay.
Or, quote, confusingly similar.
Are we going to, like, launch into, like, the people's court right now? Are you going to be... Do we have any court music?
Kelly.
All right. Kelly. Yeah, they don't look anything alike.
No, not 100%. It's like...
I could be a judge and decide that real quick.
Right. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing against Zaxby's as an actual chicken place.
Sure,
like,
no.
I've had their chicken before. It's
delicious.
Good. Joella's, fantastic.
Yeah.
All of our chicken establishments right. here locally. Royals, Joella's, all
Let's
the...
Let's coexist.
Yeah, they can all coexist. There's a place in our hearts for all of them.
You can both display the silhouette of the chicken.
But I will say that Zaxby's is much more cartoonish.
Yes.
And Joella's is much more like
realistic.
A real chicken.
Yes.
I don't know what that says about their chicken, but mm-hmm. Joella's logo is that of a real chicken. It's a silhouette of a real chicken. Whereas Zaxby's like a cartoon, almost like something that you see from Looney Tunes. Like, what's that rooster's name?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I say.
That guy. Yeah.
I say guy.
I forget his name.
Wile E. Coyote?
No, it's not. That's a coyote.
No. All right. Anyways.
Okay.
So they got a cease and desist because both logos featured silhouetted chickens inside of a circle.
I have a question. So they're saying, people are going to get confused by the logos,
yep.
right? Who has ever found their way to a restaurant based on the logo only? Don't you read the sign? All of them have the signs written on the buildings of what it is.
Kelly.
Right? Am I right?
I think.
Is that not a good point?
Like I said, you got to be a complete moron to look at these logos and one, think they're the same thing.
But yeah, people are going to know because the name, nobody just throws the logo out there with no name of the business.
And Zaxby's, listen, I think your chicken's fine.
Absolutely. You know what? We'd be happy to taste some if you'd like to bring some by.
but you step off our own Louisville companies.
Let's shake hands and go in our separate chicken corners.
Chicken ways?
It's fine. You both can stay in your own coops. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all right. You both do it well.
I will tweet the story. You can kind of see the logo for yourself.
Yeah, there is no contest.
Ben and Kelly Show. Yeah, it's
whatever.
100%. It is 100%. They're 100% different.
And I contend, again, the name of the business is on the building.
Oh, someone just sent me a text message. It's Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn, that's it.
Yeah. Zaxby's chicken kind of reminds you of Foghorn Leghorn from Looney Tunes.
It does.
I say.
We got the best chicken.
I say, boy. Stupid.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I think we just fixed it for him. Just like, it's fine.
Just play him back this recording. They'll understand.
Yeah, it's fine. You know what? We'll just send him an email.
Zaxby's@gmail.com. gmail.com. All right, coming up, we got Justin Bieber tickets to give away. It's Believe It or Not. So that's kind of exciting where Kelly will drop a fact. I'll drop a fact. Justin Bieber will drop a fact.
You got to figure out who
one of them
is telling the truth.
Yep, only one of them is true. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Believe It or Not, coming to the Yum Center, August 12th. Tickets, it is three statements. Only one of them is true. Hi, Ashley from Cordon.
Hi.
So what are you doing? You're going to work, right?
Yeah, I'm driving to work.
All right, cool. These tickets for you or for your kids?
It's for my daughter.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mom of the year.
Ashley, just quick question. Have you ever had any weird dreams about Justin Bieber at the River Falls Mall?
Why?
No, I don't think so.
Why are you asking?
Okay.
Why are you asking that question?
I was just wondering if you were like Soul Sisters or something, you know? I don't know.
No, NSYNC maybe, but Justin Bieber, no.
Okay.
High five on that.
Okay. All right, so Ashley, we're going to give you three statements. Only one of them is true, okay? One statement's about Kelly, one statement's about me, one statement it's about Justin Bieber, all right?
Okay.
Identify the truth. Kelly, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
I was once engaged before my husband, Michael.
Okay, that's Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
Mine. I once shook hands with one of the most notorious alleged killers in the world.
Mm.
And now for Justin Bieber.
One of Justin's first splurges when he got famous and money was a dinosaur skeleton.
Okay. Ashley from Corden, identify the truth. Believe
Kelly's
it or not.
Kelly's was the truth.
Kelly's was true.
Yep.
Kelly was once engaged before Michael.
I feel like that sounds realistic because I felt like I was trying to get married for a long, 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 long time, right?
I mean, you tried for a long time.
I tried really hard.
I feel like I remember her saying that at some point on the air.
It's actually incorrect.
I was never
engaged.
Oh, Ashley, so sorry. We'll have another shot tomorrow, okay?
Nobody else asked me to marry them.
Oh, no. All right. Thank you for playing, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right.
I locked down the first guy that asked. And yes!
Wow.
Yes, let's do that now.
All right. Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Amanda's on the phone now. Okay. Hi, Amanda.
Yes. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, so it's believe it or not. identify the one that is true.
That I was once engaged.
Yeah.
Before
that,
Michael.
That I shook hands with one of the most notorious alleged killers in the world. Or
that
Justin Bieber,
one of his first splurges when he got famous and got some money, was a dinosaur skeleton.
I'm going to go with Ben's is true.
You think I shook hands with one of the most notorious alleged killers in the world?
To be fair, I think I would believe that, too.
I think so. I think that's really cool. I saw one once.
Amanda, you're actually right. I did. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're right.
Which killer? Oh, was it OJ?
It was OJ.
Oh, my God.
It was.
Yeah, it was OJ.
And I ran into him, too, in a staircase.
And I had to say alleged because he, he was...
Uh-huh.
Not guilty.
Okay.
But.
Right.
But. Have you seen the case against O.J. Simpson on Netflix? that was Derby time a long time ago. He was walking up to a nightclub and he walks by and goes, hey! And he kind of had a really deep voice.
And you were like, ah!
And I was like, hi, sir! And I shook his hand and he had big, meaty hands. And I was like, wow!
He wasn't tall, though. He's very...
And then I remember he walked by after I was shaking his hand and I just kind of looked at my hand going, whew!
Oh.
Yeah. So,
what?
Tell me your story, Amanda. You said you did too?
Well, I don't want to say who it was. It was a local one.
All right.
Well, then let's not do that.
Okay. All right.
Amanda's getting ready to throw someone under the bus
That's
here.
That's going to be off the earth.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's just congratulate you on some tickets to see Justin Bieber with Believe It or Not, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yay. Well, here, hang on, Amanda, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I feel bad that I, tricked someone into losing. I feel bad about that now. They lost Justin Bieber tickets because it was so believable.
It was so believable that that
could have been engaged before.
But no, alas.
Dang.
The one and only person who asked her to marry him.
Yeah.
She's married, too.
I locked him up real quick.
All right, we got another shot at Justin Bieber tickets coming tomorrow. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And let me just pause real quick and just highlight something real fast. I mean, we don't do this often because, quite frankly, you don't care.
Is this number 8? This is number 8.
But
this is number 8 since 5:30 this morning.
But when Oprah Winfrey turns 66, you got to wish her a happy birthday!
Tis the season for favorite things.
Okay.
66 years young.
Uh-huh.
Oprah Winfrey. We sent her an email at oprah@oprah.com.
You screenshotted it.
Oprah@gmail.com. Oprah@hotmail.com.
Oprah@oprah.com.
Netscape.com. Okay. Oprah@AOL.com.
Just covering the bases.
We did get a few kickbacks.
Sure.
From, hey, this is not a valid email address.
Expected that.
When you shoot your shot, sometimes.
Well,
yeah.
We knew she didn't have all those email addresses.
Listen, do you think she is celebrating with cake?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she's celebrating with cupcakes?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. I mean, we literally have cupcakes. We can celebrate Oprah's birthday.
We could.
Gigi's Cupcakes brought in some cupcakes.
You know what? Why don't we take a video and we'll email that to her, too.
We'll say, look, we're eating these Gigi's Cupcakes in your honor.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, yes, Gigi's Cupcakes are also a part of the Kentuckiana deals on Friday where they go live. We can get $50 for 25.
You know what? Oprah would probably want us to spread the love.
Oh, like you get some
cupcakes. You get cupcakes. You get cupcakes. You get cupcakes. Can we do that? Do we have the power?
Is it legal?
Do we have the power?
I think we probably could, right?
Do we? Can we make it rain cupcakes?
Listen, we have Oprah in our corner.
We do.
We have Oprah in our corner.
We're fairly confident we do.
Oprah, the devil's on one shoulder. Oprah, the angel's on the other shoulder. Yeah. And you know what they're both telling me?
Yeah.
Do it.
Free cupcakes.
Free cupcakes.
Yes.
Give them $50, Ben. Just do it.
$50 of cupcakes. That's a lot of cupcakes.
Yeah, you could get several cupcakes at Gigi's Cupcakes.
Dang.
All right, $50. We'll do it. $50.
All right.
I know the Kentucky End of Deals thing doesn't start till Friday. That goes live at 9 on Friday.
You gotta spend $25, you get $50.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But here it's just free. You don't spend a dime.
Nah, not a dime.
We're gonna give you $50. Make it a rain cupcakes.
Look, we got
Oprah style.
Oprah on our side.
Okay.
Do it, Ben.
Wow. I do remember at 5:30 this morning, you said we were gonna just get that out of the way.
Yeah, no. This is the last time. I'm just going to get it out of the way right now.
We've literally got like 45 minutes left to show.
Oprah. So. That's why I wanted to get out of the way now. Yeah. Early.
Okay.
Early before the end of the show.
Wow. We haven't even celebrated our own birthdays this much, but Oprah gets a special treatment.
It's Oprah.
It's Oprah. You're right.
All right.
You're right.
502-571-9970. We'll hook you up with $50.
You'll get cupcakes. You get cupcakes.
To spend at Gigi's Cupcakes.
You get cupcakes.
On 99.7 DJX. Show.
Hang on, you have to wait. Karen Johnson.
Easy. It is Oprah's birthday. And so we're celebrating. Sorry, I wasn't going to bring that up anymore. You're right. I shouldn't bring it up anymore.
Honey, you're going to bring it up at least five more times.
Before
10 o'clock.
We do have cupcakes from Gigi's Cupcakes to give away. And Lisa, congratulations, you're a winner.
Yay, awesome.
You're welcome. Lisa, hey, you know what?
What?
You know whose birthday it is today?
Oh, my God.
Oprah.
Oh, what a magical day.
Wow, it is.
We're celebrating Oprah's birthday by giving you $50 to spend at Gigi's Cupcakes.
That's great.
As part of KentuckyAndDeals.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We have a second grandson birthday coming up.
Oh, perfect.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
So congratulations.
That'll be amazing. Are you done?
Yeah. But we do have more presents on Oprah's birthday to give away.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Are we blessing more people in honor of Oprah's birthday?
Yeah, coming up. Not right now, but yeah, coming up here before 10 o'clock, we'll hook you up with tickets to enjoy Office, a musical parody.
Wow.
It's going to be at the Kentucky Center February 20th through the 22nd.
The blessings keep on rolling.
Yep, singing, dancing, and paper.
It's like you're all in our studio audience.
That's right.
And we're making random people winners.
I mean,
just like Oprah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are the Oprah of Louisville right now.
Well,
right now.
Okay.
Right now. In this moment. All right.
Yes.
So be listening. Coming up here in about 10 minutes for that on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know what day it is today?
You're setting a record this hour. I feel like.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to give away. And I feel like the only way we can do it is by celebrating Oprah's birthday. The fact that she's turning 66. And she would want us to celebrate by giving stuff away.
So you can't.
The Office, a musical parody, tickets for that. It's sure coming to the Kentucky Center.
Yes.
And you can win some tickets right now by calling 502-571-9970.
You get the Office of Musical Parody tickets, and you get the Office of Musical Parody tickets.
That's how we do it.
Tickets. Yeah.
That's how we do it. Yeah.
Oprah style. Happy
66.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Oprah.
Yeah, she and her man, Stedman, doing you know, good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right.
You know how Oprah would describe the show?
How?
This musical is about singing, dancing, and paper.
You're right.
Wouldn't she?
Yes.
She would.
Yes. All right.
She would.
In Oprah's honor, we give away more. All right. Congrats to Jeannie. Picked up some tickets to The Office, the musical parody on 99.7 DJX. We'll have more of those tickets tomorrow. Also, we'll have more tickets for Justin Bieber. He's coming to the Yum Center on August 12th. We'll have those tickets to win tomorrow as well. A little bit earlier than it was yesterday because it's going to butt right into Throwback Thursday if we keep it at like 8:35 or so. We'll be right in the middle of Throwback Thursday.
We just can't
do that.
You don't disrupt that train of fun.
Yeah, so that'll be a little bit earlier here tomorrow, but 99.7 DJX. But yeah, you know, I just want to mention real quick because I haven't all morning, but today is a very special day.
Why is it so special?
It's Oprah's 66th birthday.
Oh my God, how many times? I'm going to have to roll back the tape of the entire show and actually count. I'm going to have to actually count.
So we started the show at 5:30 with a...
You were screaming.
Well, we sung to Oprah.
Okay, some say sung.
And
some say screaming.
Right,
It sounded aggressive at 5:30 in the morning.
And I thought that that was the only time I was going to mention it.
Did you?
That it was going to be that, and then we were going to be done.
See, knowing you, I knew we were going to talk about it at least 25 more times.
But then we did talk about it at least 25 more times, and we even penned a little email, open email to Oprah, which you can see but on our Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, it's legit. I'm sure she's going to respond.
Yeah. So far, we've gotten a lot of bounce backs from some of the, it was probably the Oprah at Netscape.com that didn't,
sure.
didn't quite fly.
We just want to make sure we covered all the bases.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows? Maybe she has one of those, like, secret Yahoo accounts.
Backdoor email accounts?
Sure, a backdoor email account.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
It's kind of like the bat phone.
Kind of.
To Oprah.
Yeah, so that'll about do it for us for today. Is the podcast today going to be what? Craigslist? I mean, we have Craigslist misconnections.
All it's going to be called Oprah is show? Oprah's, yes, the Oprah show.
Oprah's birthday?
The Oprah show.
All right, we got a lot. We did a lot today. There was a lot of, there was Florida, there was Craigslist, there was...
Other things woven in between the 25 Oprah references. So, yeah.
You sound like you're not appreciating Oprah's birthday the way I am.
I feel like you didn't necessarily stick to the plan as written. I'll say that.
Well, I just...
Because you didn't write down...
How many times you were actually going to talk about Oprah?
No, you didn't even actually write down any Oprah
reference. Kelly
and, none of it was here. You didn't write any of it here.
Listen, and kids who may be taking theater classes... So sometimes you just got to go off book and got to go off script and,
well,
and
improv,
improv and ad lib.
Yeah.
You know,
you did.
That's what I kind of did.
Like because, the whole show.
Yeah. Because like it was every single bit of it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
okay.
All right. We're done. I promise. My word to God's ears. That's the last time I talk about Oprah's birthday today on the show.
Cause the show's done.
Show's done. I told you. Kept my promise.
Sure did. Promises kept. Promises made. Promises kept.
Yep. Catch up on the podcast at WDGX.com. Click listen. Otherwise,
I'm legit counting.
Okay.
I'll put up a count.
All right.
In the podcast description.
Can't wait.
Just so you'll know.
Okay. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.